That setting up an LLC is easy, but most people get an LLC and have no idea how to fortify themselves with these legal protections. Thank you for tuning in to Bible and Business with Brother Juan. I'm a certified Christian business coach and consultant, tax strategist for solopreneurs, and a strategic partner to help you build synergy in your business with bookkeeping. I empower Christians to achieve freedom with virtual service-based entrepreneurship. Today, we're going to talk about which is better, an LLC or a sole proprietorship. Now, I'm going to warn you, because of my speech impediment, I am not going to continue to say proprietorship. I'm going to call it a sole prop, so you know what I'm talking about. So how to make the right choice for your business? Well, the key benefit of an LLC over a sole prop is its legal protection. A member of an LLC in general is not personally liable for the debts of the LLC. However, this liability depends upon following the rules associated with an LLC. If you treat the LLC like a sole prop, you lose the liability protections. For example, creditors can go after a sole prop's home, car, other personal property to satisfy debts, while an LLC that is properly maintained can protect the owner's personal assets. So let's talk about some of the advantages and disadvantages of each. So first of all, with a sole prop, advantages. There's generally no required state paperwork. However, if you need a license or other permits, then of course you need to go through those proper steps. There is no required annual state filings to complete. All the profits and losses of the business as a sole prop are passed through to the owner's personal tax return. And these are typically reported on the Schedule C of your 1040. There are also tax benefits to being self-employed. So some of the disadvantages for a sole proprietorship. There's no liability protection against commercial debts, lawsuits, or other obligations. It's also difficult to establish business credit to obtain financing because many financial institutions would categorize your request as a personal loan rather than a business loan, which brings all sorts of caps in terms of approval amount potential. You have a lower amount of market credibility also by not operating under a trade name. So even as a sole proprietor, you can file for a DBA, doing business as, or a trade name. You can do that as a sole prop to give you a little bit more credibility. But in general, having an LLC brings you more credibility. So let's look at an LLC, some of the advantages and disadvantages. First of all, the advantages. There is a high level of market credibility with a limited liability corporation. Also, you have liability protection against those commercial debts, lawsuits, and other obligations. And of course, it definitely depends on your LLC being set up properly and also that you maintain it properly. Other advantages would be the opportunity to establish business credit, a separate business credit score from your personal. The quickest way to take advantage of business credit is to leverage good personal credit. Otherwise, it's going to take you a longer time to establish a solid business credit score. Lastly, as far as advantages, there's tax benefits. And as you grow, you can take advantage of even more tax treatment options, right? We won't discuss those here. So disadvantages with an LLC, obviously there's state required paperwork. Those are going to be dictated by the state that you're in, whether you have a nucleus or if you have a nucleus somewhere and you are also operating out of another state, the requirements for that. And so those are state specific. And because of that, you know, I can't really give you the parameters of them. There are some general parameters, but it's best to look at your Secretary of State website about filing the LLC and what those requirements are. So also with an LLC, there's annual state filings. This is in general. Also associated with that are fees that will be required. I think most states call for annual renewal, if not a report, to be filed in a timely manner. Your tax return fees are going to generally be higher with an LLC. However, a good bookkeeper, accounting professional, and tax preparer will pay for themselves in the long run. If you are in business for the long run, I think the main factor is going to be the cost of setting one up and the cost of maintaining it. In all honesty, setting up an LLC is easy, but most people get an LLC and have no idea how to fortify themselves with these legal protections. And so that really defeats the purpose of having an LLC, which is why I am so interested, passionate about giving information so that you will be fortified and your LLC will be fortified to take full advantage of those legal protections. So this is Brother Juan. Y'all have a good day. We'll see you next time.